what you think of her. She returns. All right, shall we? We got some work to do, as always. Let's Proverbs 26, and then we will jump into 2 Samuel. Let's see where we can get this morning. Sorry for this one, first thing in the morning. Proverbs 26, verse 11.
Like a dog that returns to his vomit is a fool who keeps his vomit.
Right? Like, this is a disgusting proverb, but it is very poignant. Have you ever seen a dog that throws up and then they come back and then eat the throw up again? I have that dog. It's disgusting. So we have a little runt of a dog that's wonderful, but he eats anything and everything, like bark mulch and tennis ball. Like, he tears apart tennis balls. Like, he defuzzes them. That's his thing. And of course he eats it and his stomach can't handle it. Oh, good to see you, Layla. Oh.
Wait, does that count? It's 6 o'clock.
In your seat, caffeinated, 6 o'clock. What are you talking about? I may be able to overlook that transgression because of previous time served this last Saturday. So I'm going to pretend that I didn't see that, Layla. So we'll move on. Your partner didn't even know you were gone, apparently, because I asked everybody was here and there was silence. So. You did?
You
I didn't hear you.
Okay.
The hand motions were my favorite. No, you didn't. I don't want on Jane's bad side this morning, so we'll move on. All right. Layla came and served at bike repair while she was sick, so I have a soft heart for those of you that come. All right. Anyway, so my dog throwing up, yes. So if you've seen that happen, it's disgusting. So he'll throw up whatever he ate and then decide that was actually really good and I need to eat it again. Okay, so if you've seen that, it's a disgusting, obviously, sight. And it's likened to someone who does that with their folly, who can't learn from their mistakes. We recently employed a painter, right, to paint some furniture in our bedroom or whatever, you know, a couple months ago. And he came recommended from some friends of ours, right? And he was skilled enough. He was fine, okay? I used to be a painter, so I can rag on painters. As you talk about the subcontracting world, okay, the bottom of the barrel are painters, okay? They tend to be the worst. They tend to be the least faithful, most unreliable, excuse-making individuals ever, okay? And not only was I a painter, but I was an apartment painter. So, like, they gave us, like, we weren't even allowed on houses. You can go repaint, like, dirty scumbag, like, hey, I just punched my hole through the apartment, college apartments. That's what I did during college, okay? So that's just so you know where I fit on the rung of life. That was me, okay? Worked for a great guy. Was a really neat dude. Anyway, but aside from that, this guy's a painter, okay? So they have a reputation that comes with them. So my buddy tells me, hey, he's good. However, he's super flaky. Like, he's going to tell you he's going to be there at 8. He's going to call you at 9:30 with a phenomenal excuse as to why, like, he just simply could not show up at 8 o'clock. And it's constant. So my buddy says, my wife, who's like a persistent achiever, right, finally got fed up with him and was like, she sat him down and like gave him an earful and was like, listen, if you're going to be here at 8, be here at 8. If you can't be here at 8, let's make it 9. You set the time, and if you can't be there, pick up the phone and just call and say, something came up. I'm running late. I'll be there here, right? So anyway, so they had this whole ordeal. She's like, I think we've gotten it straightened out. I said, great. So I call him, and sure enough, first meeting, he's like 45 minutes late. And he actually calls, okay, and was like, hey, I'm late. Like 15 minutes after he was late, he calls and says, hey, I'm late. I'm like, yeah, I gathered that 15 minutes ago when you were not here. So we talk. Anyway, so same deal with me. Appointment after appointment, he'd show up late. He wouldn't call, and it was just like whatever. So I finally said, hey, by the way, I said, I'd love to give you business, okay, you're a good painter, but I can't recommend you to people when you say you're going to be here at this time, you're unreliable. I can't give you business out. So he does a job. I know, Mike, I know. You know, and he's got like, he runs like a country. Like the amount of chaos that's in his life and the things that he has to be responsible for, like none of us, the rest of us don't have to do any of that, right? So anyway, so we use him and he was great, he did a good job. And then my in-laws are like, hey, do you know a painter? And I'm like, yeah, but. So I give them the yeah, but and walk them through it. Sure enough, he stands them up 3 times. And I kept thinking of him when I was thinking about this proverb. I'm like, man, this is the guy. Like, all he has to do, if he just quit making excuses, make a phone call, and just say, listen, this is what happened. And so instead of calling, they set an appointment. My in-laws drive all the way out to this place to go meet him. He doesn't show up. Second time, third time, I'm like, oh, part of that's on you guys because you drove out there three times. And, you know, they did learn the lesson the next time. Like, no, we're going to be here during this window. And if you want to show up, great. If not, great. But we're not making a special trip for you. So when he finally showed up, he actually did a decent job. But the idea of that is this poor guy, man, he would have so much more business. His life would be so much better if he would just learn a very simple fact that you need to be respectful of other people. Make a call, right? Don't return to your vomit and do the same thing over and over and over again. And so often in life, we get stuck in that pattern. When there's other people around us, we have these ginormous blind spots that people see. Community speaks into it, and we fail to see it, okay? So lesson is, don't go eat your own vomit this morning, okay? In case you were tempted. And learn lessons from guys like this. All right, thoughts on that before we move to Samuel? Who's hungry? Anybody want like hash browns or? Mm.